In this bulletin, the bushfire death toll rises. US politicians clash as public impeachment hearings against Donald Trump get underway. And a Northern Territory policeman charged over the shooting of an Indigenous teenager. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A fourth person has been confirmed dead in bushfires that have ravaged New South Wales. The man's body was found in bushland northwest of the coastal town of Kempsey. The 58-year-old is believed to have been living in a shed and had not been seen since Friday. Dozens of fires continue to burn across New South Wales, with the state of emergency still in force. Meanwhile, firefighters in Queensland are making the most of a brief respite in hot and windy conditions before they're predicted to worsen again by the weekend. Fire Assistant Commissioner Kevin Walsh has called on residents to heed official warnings.
We don't want people saying, oh, there was a bushfire years ago and that was okay. You haven't had bushfires like these bushfires before, and we're expecting people to listen to the warnings and work on their bushfire survival plans. And if in doubt, now's the time to leave.
More than 70 fires are burning across the state, with dangerous dry westerly winds expected to intensify tomorrow. Several fires continue to be of significant concern, including blazes west of the Gold Coast and near Yeppoon in central Queensland. Former fire chiefs from across Australia are again calling on the federal government to act now against the threat climate change poses to the intensity of bushfires. A coalition of 23 fire and emergency services leaders from every state and territory says harder to control fires have broken out earlier than normal across New South Wales and Queensland because of global warming. The Emergency Leaders for Climate Action Group is pressing for an urgent plan to phase out fossil fuels such as coal, oil and gas, which they say are the root cause of the problem. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner Greg Mullins says scientists have been warning for decades about catastrophic fires. The first public hearings into the impeachment inquiry of Donald Trump are underway, with the Democrats warning the president could face more grounds for being thrown out of office. Mr. Trump is accused of withholding military aid to Ukraine unless the country investigated his Democratic political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says while much has been learnt about the sequence of events over the past few weeks, there are still missing pieces of information.
The president has instructed the State Department and other agencies to ignore congressional subpoenas for documents. He has instructed witnesses to defy subpoenas and refuse to appear. And he has suggested that those who do expose wrongdoing should be treated like traitors and spies. These actions will force Congress to consider, as it did with President Nixon, whether Trump's obstruction of the constitutional duties of Congress constitute additional grounds for impeachment.
But the Republicans have accused the Democrats of orchestrating a media smear campaign against a president who had done nothing wrong. President Devin Nunes says by undermining Mr. Trump, elements of the FBI, Justice and State Departments have lost the confidence of millions of Americans. A Northern Territory police officer has been charged with the murder of a 19-year-old Indigenous man in a remote Aboriginal community. Cooman J. Walker was shot dead on the weekend when police tried to arrest him for suspended sentence breaches at Yunandamu, 300 kilometres from Alice Springs. In a statement released last night, Northern Territory Police said a 28-year-old male officer had been charged with one count of murder and has been suspended on full pay awaiting trial. It follows a day of national protest over the shooting, with demonstrators gathering outside Parliament House in Canberra and blocking a Melbourne CBD street for several hours. The accused officer has been bailed at an out-of-session local court hearing and suspended. He is due to appear again on December the 19th. The Vatican has released a statement reaffirming its trust in the Australian justice system after the High Court agreed to consider George Pell's bid for freedom. The Holy See has acknowledged the court's decision and noted Pell has always maintained his innocence. It says the Vatican has a closeness to those who have suffered as a result of cleric abuse. 78-year-old Pell is the most senior Catholic cleric to be jailed for sexually abusing children. The full bench of the High Court is not expected to hear Pell's case until March next year at the earliest. To sport and in cricket, Victorian batsman Will Pukowski has requested not to be considered for Australian Test selection for mental reasons. The 21-year-old rising star reported the issue to team management during Australia A's three-day tour match against Pakistan in Perth, which ended in a draw last night. Selectors are due to announce the squad for the first test later today. The test starts at the Gabba in Brisbane next week. And now a look at today's weather. Perth sunny, 37. Adelaide partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne cloudy, 22. Hobart possible shower, becoming windy, 19. Canberra mostly sunny, 25. Wollongong sunny, 23. Sydney much the same, 26. Newcastle similar conditions, 26. Brisbane mostly sunny, 29. Cairns mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin partly cloudy, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.